He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We have a very unusual show for you tonight. Actually, it's going to be quite fascinating. Online waiting on Skype is a Mr. Ronan Rabinovich, and he is from Israel, and it's about 9 o'clock there at night, and we're going to interview him. He has some astonishing technology, and I think you're going to be hearing a lot from this young man. I'll read you his resume actually in a minute or two. We're going to go right into the interview, and it's quite detailed. If you could hang in there for about, 15, 20 minutes, you're going to learn a lot about speech technology. And what Ronan has actually done is he's created a speech to text reader, if you will. And essentially what this is similar to is you've all heard or seen the Nuance software where you actually speak into the computer and it actually will type for you. Well, he has an app that's similar to that, but it's actually significantly better, faster, more accurate, so on and so forth. I'll let him discuss that. But he has a variety of apps, all of which are free. And if I were you, I would jump on this while they're free. The bottom line is the technology that he's developing and has developed is truly, I think, a game changer in the world of artificial intelligence and speech comprehension and recognition. He'll also talk a little bit about his instant translator and kind of the way that works, as I understand it, as I'm speaking to you in English. I hope you can understand me. And as I'm speaking in English, it will instantly translate it to Italian, Russian, French, whatever the language may be, instantaneously. And if you think about it, the science behind that is quite complicated, and there's a lot of math, and he's actually a math prodigy, a genius in the field of mathematics and programming, and we'll get to that interview in 1 second. But before we do, I want to show you how his stuff works. It's really cool. So let's go to the computer here, and this is one of his many. I think there's 6 or 7 different apps that he has, but this is called Text-to-Speech Reader Online. It's accurate, and of course, it's free. And essentially, what it will do is you can drag and drop any PDF or any text file directly into the software. Now, keep in mind, this works on the Mac, the PC, it works on iOS, and it works on your Android. So you can be doing this on your smartphones. And think about the implications of this. If you want to hear the morning news or you want to hear a report or something and you're driving, and all you got to do is just take your smartphone, drag that PDF or your text file into this software reader, which is literally a browser, and bam, you can drive and listen and learn and get informed. It's very cool, and it has some awesome features. So essentially the way this works is you're going to go on to what's called ttsreader.com. This will be in the show notes, and this is all we're doing today. We're just going to talk about Ronan's products. So the way this works is quite simple. I'm going to shrink this window down, and over here you'll see a PDF file. It's just a typical PDF file, and all I do is just drag and drop this PDF file and release it, and that's all there is to it. And essentially, that sets this text file, this PDF file, whichever way you want to go, right into the reader. And I can read it right here if I want to scroll down. It's about 5 paragraphs, and there it is. However, if I want to play it, a couple things here. I can click the play button, which I'll do in a second. Actually, I'll click the play button right now. Now, I have my choice of languages. I can go U.S. English. I can go U.K. English. Spanish, French, Italian, Dutch, Chinese, I think it's Mandarin, I'm not even sure, but there are a variety of languages to choose from. And then if that's not enough, what I can also do is pick the speed. So I can do it at normal speed, slow speed, or fast speed, and it's really accurate. So let's take a quick listen, and I'm just going to hit the play button, and it will automatically start, and you'll hear this.
The Gadget Professor Show. Don Bain didn't build his worldwide audience by accident. He is no stranger to technology. He has embraced it since he was a kid growing up on Scranton, Pennsylvania.
So, a couple things here. I have Scranton, PA, abbreviated, and this is where the artificial intelligence comes in. It knew that PA was Pennsylvania, and that's pretty ingenious. So, it's not only a reader and an accurate reader, but it also has some intelligence with it because, again, the way it's spelled out here on this actual text copy here is it's PA, period, the abbreviations, and this knew that it was Pennsylvania and it said it. Now, let's take a look at some of the other things that it can do. I'm going to go into Spanish right now, and I'm going to click play.
Don recibed his BA in Education y Electronic Technology in 1971. Ego entonces his ma-
and now, just for, I'll go into French.
I went to earn his master's degree in education from Boston State.
So as you can see, it's extremely versatile, extremely accurate, and it works quite well. And then what I'll do is I'll go back into English, and now I'm going to slow it down. I'm just going to go into normal speed, and I'll select slow.
He went on to earn his master's degree in education from Boston State College and was the first person in the country.
Okay, and now I'm going to click fast. And this is kind of neat because you actually can, your brain or most brains can process quicker than the spoken word. So many times people like to speed things up, obviously because you can get through it quicker and you'll still get the gist of what's going on. So let's try the fast speed now.
He went on to earn his master's degree in education from Boston State College and was the first person in the country to be awarded a master's degree in media technology.
I actually like the fast speeds. That's what I use. So there it is. And again, it's totally free. Imagine a book, okay, or you know, anything that you have a text copy of and you don't feel like reading it. You can drag it into this software and bang, it's going to read it for you, slow, fast, whatever, normal. It's quite ingenious and it works quite well. Also on the software, you had some buttons there you can go in and fool around with it where you could upload the text. There's upload text or PDF there. You can go back, you can go forward, you can trash it. And the thing I want to point out on this web page is, as I mentioned earlier, he has a variety of different softwares available. And if you go down to the bottom of this page, you'll see that he has speech keys, dictation keyboard, speech notes. Speech notes is an amazing product. It's made for dictation, so you just talk, and the way he describes it is it actually is going to put in the punctuation for you, so it anticipates when you're asking a question or whatever the punctuation may be. And I'll tell you, they say it's not rocket science. It's quite complex, and the logarithms that you have to figure out, it's very difficult. So as I said, I think this guy is a genius and has some amazing products, but in any event, here are the four or five products that he has currently, and you can just click on it and it will give you a pretty good description of what's going on. So what I would like to do now is I'm going to bring him on the air, and again, it's going to be about a 15-20 minute interview, and if you're interested in this science and this technology, I think you will really, really enjoy it. So let's bring him on air right now. Folks, today we have a little different show for you. We are going to be interviewing Mr. Ronan Rabinovich, and he is in Israel, and I'm here in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's 12:30 here, and it's 9:30 at night where he is, and Mike has managed to hook up an elaborate Skype setup where we actually have avoided all the feedback and everything, and Ronan is an amazing person, and I'm going to bring him right now online with us. And how are you doing, Ronan?
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you, the Gadget Professor. I'm excited to be on your show, and it's my pleasure.
Well, the pleasure's all mine. I'm pretty excited about having you. Now, the folks out there are wondering, who is this guy? What does he do? I'm going to read a little bit to the audience here, a little resume that you sent me. This is really fascinating. The technology this gentleman's developed is going to be a game changer. There's no question about it in my mind. So Ronan is 34 years old, and he studied mathematics, physics, and computer science. He has a master's in physics from the Weizmann Institute, which is pretty like the equivalent, probably even better than MIT here in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He's married with a cute baby girl, and an amazing dog. I didn't write this, he wrote this. From the age of one, he loved math and creating and took some high-level competitions. He was a mathematical genius. Let's just skip through all that stuff. And he also made a Jewish timeline infographic, which has actually become the mainstream and the de facto standard of timelines that are used all over the world for study. So that in itself is a pretty amazing thing. And he's also, actually, his software and his ideas and technology are used by Hebrew University and soon to be used all over the world, I would imagine. About 2.5 years ago, I like how he put the 2.5 years ago, he opened his own business, which was a childhood dream. And essentially, he makes apps, but some very unusual apps. What he does is he has a speech-to-text and text-to-speech technology. And he goes on to talk about all the things he does, but let me get to this paragraph. This is the part that I liked. Recently, he came out with an app called Speech Notes, and we'll have all those addresses up shortly. It's the highest-rated app in its field on the Chrome Store, and essentially, it's Nuance's Dragon Killer, if you will. This app works like on steroids compared to pretty much anything that I have ever seen. So he has about five different applications here. I'm going to stop talking. Ronan, thank you so much for being on the Gadget Professor Show. I appreciate having you. And let's start from scratch. Tell me about your app.
Okay, so Speech Notes is really there to make dictation easy. Basically, it's a new type of voice typing. It comes to replace the normal standard voice typing today. It has a few things. One of them, it continuously listens to you, like nonstop. You can talk your thoughts, and even if you take a long pause, it will keep listening to you. The app on Android is compatible with Bluetooth headsets, so you can, you know, speak your thoughts, speak your notes while driving or walking the dog or anything really. And that's one key. The other very important key is that it's free, you know, like Dragon Naturally Speaking.
That's why you're on the Gadget Professor Show, because most of the people who watch me are broke or cheap or both, but go ahead.
Right. So as a reference, Dragon Naturally Speaking is $100 software, more or less. And my reviewers tell me that Speech Notes is actually better than Dragon and more comfortable to use. And accuracy is amazing. It's working based on Google speech recognition engines, which is probably the best technology out there. And we enhance it with our own enhancements, like what I said of that it's continuously listening, and also the punctuation. And let me say a word about punctuation. So Speech Notes is the first app out there that uses the concept of combining voice typing with key typing. And it does that to use the strong points of every field, meaning it's very easy and nice to talk your thoughts and words like you would do naturally, much easier than typing them. But then it's really hard to say a period or question mark. So for that, it's much easier to simply type in the symbol you want. And that's for a few reasons, both because, you know, saying period or question mark is time consuming.
Let me ask you a question there. So I would be speaking on my laptop or even on my Android phone and soon to come the iOS. Is that correct? Okay, so
correct.
Let's say I'm on my laptop and I'm talking and I'm dictating a letter, whatever it may be, and I'm just sitting back yakking away, and as I'm talking, it's typing for me. But when it comes to punctuation, instead of me saying period or question mark, as I'm ending the sentence, I just tap the period on my keyboard or tap the question mark. Is that correct?
It's very correct.
Okay. Can I say period or question mark? Will it understand that?
Yes.
So you're saying in terms of expediency and making things easy, you found through research and development that it's just easier to put that in.
Yeah. I mean, it's different people that like different things. Some prefer voice typing, also the punctuation marks, which we have many more punctuation marks, we understand, than the regular Google speech-to-text. So we also enhance Google on that part. And many people would prefer typing the punctuation marks. You know, if I let you type, you can also type more symbols than, you know, dictation understands. And it also, it's good against the conflicts and ambiguity. For instance, when you say period, did you mean a point or did you mean the word period? So there are many advantages to the combination of the two methods.
Okay, let's talk about accuracy now, because Nuance Dragon has been around for many, many years. And actually, they pride themselves on accuracy, and they have a medical pack. They have different packs for different languages, if you will, with different vocabularies. And you're saying that you're as accurate or more accurate than that. And what's that based on? Is that based on the logarithm that you're actually using to decode the speech as it's being spoken?
Yeah, exactly. So what I'm saying is based on tests, various tests we made, because when I made these apps, I was trying to understand, should I rely as a service provider on Google or Nuance, and I actually tested both. And accuracy, just from the basic algorithms of speech to text, Google and Nuance kind of have it the same way, same accuracy on both. But since we add the enhancement of understanding punctuation marks and letting you type in the punctuation marks, then we actually are increase accuracy, because you have less mistakes, you know, saying question mark, you know, you simply type it and stuff like that. And also one more thing, when you type in the question mark, I understand that you meant to end the sentence. So now I have a context, I have the sentence as a context, and this increases accuracy too.
So it's actually a different way of doing this when compared to, let's say, something like Nuance Dragon.
Right, right.
Okay, and this is also based on your experience with mathematics and understanding how this logarithm, if you will, worked in theory, and now you've actually applied it via software.
Right, right, exactly.
Okay, so let's try to boil this down. You have a TTS reader. It's the most popular online text-to-speech reader. And I will demonstrate this in a few minutes, but I actually could take a PDF and just drag and drop it into your software, and it's gonna read it. And it reads it quite well. And that's
right,
free.
True. Thank you. And it's free. And it's free, yeah.
Okay, and now we have the TTS Reader X. And that is a Chrome browser application. And again, that's free also?
That actually, we charge $1, but it's free for a trial period.
Okay, well, so people who typically watch the show are broke and very cheap, but they could spring for a buck, because the app works really well. And I'm going to demonstrate it. And what am I getting? A cut 50% of every buck you get? I'm only kidding you. Okay, and then we have the TSS reader for the Android. Now, that's pretty interesting to me. So I could take my smartphone, my Droid phone, and I can actually speak into this, or actually take a text file, drag it in there, and it's going to read it back to me.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. And in fact, you could take speech notes and dictate a note and then share it with TTS Reader, and it will read it out for
you. Okay, let's talk about speech notes, because this is the next one. So speech notes is the most popular dictation notepad on the web. It's rated 4.7 on the Chrome Store. So tell me a little bit about speech notes. This is a phenomenal app, and if I had to pick one app, this one is very impressive to me. Tell me a little bit about that.
So that's the app that implements the speech to text we talked about previously at the beginning. It reviews are amazing. It's being used by thousands of people every single day, and reviews are 4.7 stars. And people tell me, you know, we've used Dragon for years and we replaced it with speech notes. That's pretty amazing. And because of the good reviews, We did the Android app, so we have now speech notes on Android too.
Okay, and it will be available on the iOS? It's not available yet on the iOS?
It's not available yet. We're working on it, yeah.
Okay, what happens if I'm a doctor and I have obviously a different type of vocabulary, because it's medical terms, How will that do with that? So if I'm a doctor and I want to use just start dictating into my cell phone, my smartphone, or my computer, how does that handle that?
Right. So currently we do not support custom vocabularies, but what we do have for these cases is custom keys that you can pre-edit. And on the speech notes keyboard, you'll have 10 keys that each one of them can be a different pre-edited text. And then when you need a specific word that we, for some reason, don't understand because it's very professional, then you can simply click on one of these keys and it will insert the text.
Just being the devil's advocate here, 10 words isn't going to cut it if I'm a doctor. So is it still under development for that?
It is under development, yes.
Okay. And now we go to speech keys. Tell me about that.
Okay, speech keys is very interesting. I think it will be the future of voice typing because it basically takes the technology of combining voice typing with a punctuation and symbol keyboard and makes it a keyboard that you can use, unlike speech notes that you need the app for. Speech keys you can use anywhere. So speech keys you can type using our dictation and a patent pending keyboard, you can type using it within Gmail on your smartphone.
Pretty
interesting. So it's basically taking speech notes and letting it live outside of speech notes within any app of your choice. And personally, I have no doubt that in a few years, Google, Apple, Samsung, everybody is going to have the speech keys type of voice typing.
Okay, and now we have SpeechLogger. I haven't tried SpeechLogger yet, but I'll believe you. SpeechLogger is an instant translation, speech to speech. Tell me about it.
So SpeechLogger, it's actually the speech to speech works only on Chrome now. We have SpeechLogger on Android, which is for natural speech. Let me give you a briefing. So SpeechLogger, the basic idea and the difference from speech notes is that SpeechLogger is used for natural speech. So in SpeechLogger, we try to implement something very new, and it works pretty well, which is understanding the punctuation marks without you dictating them at all. Meaning if you dictate on SpeechLogger, "Hi, how are you?" it will automatically place a question mark at the end of the sentence. It will understand.
So we're introducing some artificial intelligence into this.
Sorry, I missed you.
We're introducing artificial intelligence to this program because it's going to understand where the punctuation should go.
Right, exactly.
Something that's kind of new in this field, I would imagine.
It is completely new. Most use cases don't need it because when you dictate, you actually want to be in control of your punctuation marks. And that's what we have the speech notes and speech keys for. But for instance, when you're talking to somebody and you want it to be translated to a different language, then you don't want to talk and say period or question mark in the middle of the sentence. So that's helpful. And also SpeechLogger was first developed with the thought of helping the hearing impaired. So the idea was that you can have SpeechLogger connected to any phone, actually, and it will understand and transcribe what the other side, what the person on the other side of the phone is saying. And the person on the other side will not dictate punctuation marks, right?
So is it similar to the hearing impaired phones? I actually happen to have one, so when someone's speaking to me, I get captions on my phone. I have a screen and it actually tells me what they're saying. For the most part, is this similar to that, or in what way is it different?
Okay, yeah, so it is similar in the end result, but it's very, very different. As the phone that you have a person in the middle actually listening to the conversation.
Yes.
And then typing in.
Yeah. Yes.
So this is all automatic, which also means you don't need a special infrastructure for this. So
it's software driven, and I'm eliminating the human being. They misspell everything anyway when I'm on it. And again, you're introducing artificial intelligence, and we're reducing a job.
Yes, yes, exactly.
It's okay, you could say yes, it's okay.
Yeah, but the main idea is that also you won't need a special phone with two landlines, you know, connected to it.
Oh, yeah.
And whoever is calling.
Yeah, yes. I think so, it's ingenious. Now the last item that you have, which I have to see this work because I'm very intrigued by it. It's called Text Here. And what it will do is I will speak in English and it will translate into Hebrew or German or French or whatever language I desire instantaneously. Do I have that correct?
Well, you actually mixed the speech logger with Text Here.
Okay.
But what you just described is speech logger.
Okay.
And Text Here is what we, the product that we're doing for the hard of hearings, that's Text Here.
Okay. So tell me how that works when I'm speaking and it's going to translate. I just can't understand how that works. Won't I go crazy speaking English and then it's translating in German or whatever it is? How do I discern who's speaking to who?
Okay, so so the way it works, it goes through two phases. First, it understands your speech and transcribes it and turns it into text. And then it takes the text and reads it out. And it does it for every sentence. Meaning we understand that you finished a sentence and we transcribe it and then read it out loud in a different language.
So it's very similar to like the old videos you used to see of the UN when someone would be speaking in English and then they're whispering into the dude's ear and they're translating it into German. And then you lose all the and then you lose all the translation because the German words don't match the English words. How do you account for that?
We don't. No, it's really not perfect.
Okay. We'll have you back again if you're able to stay awake. We'll have you back again on the Gadget Professor Show, and I want to thank you so much for joining us from Israel.
Thank you very much. It was a real pleasure.
Pleasure's all ours. Thank you. You take care. All right. Well, there you go. I hope you enjoyed the interview. I probably could have talked to him for a few hours. I think I surprised him because I'm not sure he realized that he was going to go on air live. I had this set up. I told him that I would call him at a particular time, and I did. So I think he was a little surprised that we went on air live, but that's probably the best way to do it. I'll have him back in probably about 6-7 months when I think this stuff is really going to take off. A very humble guy, very bright young man, and I wish him well. And I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. Clearly, the intellectual property that he's developing is going to be a game changer. And we'll have to keep an eye on this young man. So I hope you enjoyed the show today. I will see everybody next Thursday. So long from The Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.